Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I guess my song wasn't cute. Good morning, happy Manic Monday, Motivating Manic Monday. This is Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Usually my intro song plays, the intro Riding Around by Mars Mills, and it did not do that and kind of caught me off guard there. But happy Motivating Monday, glad you could join me this morning, if not for the entire broadcast. For a little bit. My green tea and lemon is almost ready. I have my water bottle next to me, and I'm just feeling good, and I hope you're feeling good on something, hugs and prayers to you and yours. And also, did you join the show this past weekend on Saturday night when I talked with Dylan of SeaWorld High Fashion? We had a blast. We literally had an online party, and it was so much fun. So, okay, I have this song all queued up and ready to go, but it was so much fun. So I want to thank Dylan of SeaWorld High Fashion and his fans and supporters in Orlando and in Pensacola and worldwide, and also the listening audience of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports also for tuning in and literally just having a blast. And thank Macklin Sports Talk Debate Show here on blogtalkradio.com also for participating in the chat room. Because the chat room, we had 20-plus people chatting away in the chat room. We literally was having a SeaWorld High Fashion party, and it was so, so much fun. So thank you all, everyone, that tuned in Saturday night and have tuned in. If today is your first time, thank you. Or if you've been listening since the premiere of the show on March the 21st, 2011, we are coming close to 100,000 views on the profile. So, yay! Let's clap and congratulate all of us, because really the listening audience, you are my co-host. You are my guest. And feel free to call in this morning also. Congratulations, Serena Williams and Max Leroy also. And, of course, I haven't mentioned the Saints. The Saints have a good game. But congratulations to Archie 3, the third, and the Redskins. And I did catch the game last night also, so that was an awesome game too, between Denver and, oh my God, I've gotten stuck between Denver and the Steelers. It's amazingly, I like both teams, and so that was an amazing game too. But again, thank you for tuning in, and here's Mars Mills, Round and Round. happy birthday. Today is your birthday. Happy anniversary and all good things. If you're not going through something too good, I send a hugs and prayers to you and much empathy to you also. Here's Six Dream Witty, daydreaming.
mother's tears as you were there in a dream.
Daydreaming, Six Dream Woody. Whew. Awesome, awesome musician, singer, songwriter. If you want to network with him, check him out at Reverb Nation. Six Dream Woody, that's how he and I became networking buds, and also like his fan page at Facebook at Six Dream Woody. Talented, talented guy. He and his friends know they can jam. Now, the show might not be the hour and a half that I intended to be, because I'm looking at the time that I have left, and I did not schedule the show at the 90-minute that I like to do, because usually we're back to 5:30 a.m. or 7 a.m., and we can extend, you know, to longer hours, but I did not extend past 30 minutes, so it looks like I might be broadcasting at 45 minutes instead of 90 minutes, but you know, maybe the BTR staffers will see that and allow me to broadcast till 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. But, again, thank you for joining in and listening to hot news and also cool, groovy music. Again, you are listening to Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and I am Fat, a.k.a. Be True. What's up to my one of my favorite couples, Alisa Osborne, and her hubby Marcus Patrick. You all know both of them as awesome personal trainers, and they are raw food vegans, and Marcus is an accomplished actor. Matter of fact, his wife is an actress also, but more importantly, they, to me, they are awesome life coaches and coaches in us eating healthy. Like I said before, they're raw food vegans, and so had an inspiring chat with Lisa about an hour ago. So you all should friend them and like them and check out their Facebook pages, because they are always inspiring and always educating us to live healthier lives. So it's just amazing. So Marcus and I befriended one another when I was doing research and doing freelance and working on getting my work published in Playgirl magazine. And when Colin Kane was the editor-in-chief of Playgirl, but he's just an amazing friend to have, and I love his wife also, Lisa, and just a big shout out and hugs and kisses to you all in this public forum. And I'm looking forward to you all coming on the show and sharing with us any and everything that we need to know, from healthy living to filmmaking and how it is to have such a successful marriage and romance. So again, I just want to thank, you know, I do mention a couple a lot, and just, you know, so glad that they're here in the States now. And big shout out again to my friends in the UK, because they are native of UK also. Okay, but here's some more news, more music. Stargazer, Austin Brown. American Dream family, the Jacksons, doing his own thing, but still keeping it real with the fam. I am networking right now online. I am checking out my LinkedIn friends. And my friend, LinkedIn connection, Stephanie Ward, has shared a very interesting article. And it's relates, it's regarding business. So let me go ahead and share. It's called Three Reasons to Be Impeccable with Your Words. As a business owner, you're communicating all the time. Your thoughts and words have the ability to damage your business and bring it down, or to propel you to new heights of joy and success. The first of the four agreements that Don Miguel Ruiz discusses in his book, The Four Agreements, is to be impeccable with your word. The others are don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, and always do your best. Of all of the four agreements, Ruiz say, being impeccable with your word is the most important one and also the most difficult to honor. This isn't about airy-fairy or woo-woo stuff. It's about paying attention to your thoughts and your words and making a conscious decision, a commitment to be kind with when you communicate. This includes words you think, say, and write to yourself and others. Ruiz says the word is a force. It is the power you have to express and communicate, to think, and thereby create the events in your life. It is unkind to use words to judge yourself or others and to gossip about yourself or others. Here are some examples. I don't know enough to create a successful business. I'm never going to figure out how to do this. She doesn't know what she is doing. He is so uncaring and arrogant. Three awesome reasons to be impeccable with your word. One, you'll make better decisions. Being a business owner isn't always easy. There are times of utter exhilaration and also moments of deep despair and disappointment. The key to keep yourself as peaceful as possible during the tough times is to be impeccable with your word. You make much better decisions when you're feeling peaceful than when you're completely stressed out. Amen to that. There's something that David Harrison Levy shared in one of his most recent writings in regards to, it's important to be in the current moment right now. And, you know, we always have, like, busy scheduled days, but sometimes it's important to cut those busy day schedules in half and just focus on the now. Focus on what's most important and what affects you, like, affects your life, like, in the current. And anything that you can, like, schedule in coming days and weeks. One thing that David Harrison Levy expressed is do that. Step four, you can enjoy those special moments and quality time, not only with yourself, but also with your loved ones. And you can really see where we can reach our goals. You know, that is a good point that he made. So check out David Harrison Levy's most recent writings on his Facebook page. That was from yesterday, so he probably have posted this morning's writing, but every time he shares a writing, it always hits me right now. Our pasts are so important. Our pasts mold us. But it's very important for us to live in the current, in the present time. And pretty much what I summed up from this writing, to focus on the importance of your personal and professional future, but to appreciate the now, the present time. But two, back to the article on LinkedIn shared by my connection, Stephanie Ward. Two, your business will grow. When you are impeccable with your word, you build your integrity and reputation. And remember, people do business with people they know, like, and trust. That's something that Lisa and I were just talking about, you know, regarding some of her posting that I reshared. And how important it is to not tell your person. One thing that she was sharing a quote from Corinne Steffens, and also sharing her thoughts as how important it is not to share your personal affairs with people that you cannot trust, or people that you are jealous of, or maybe are jealous of you, or people that gossip. And then, you know, I reshared that, but I'm like, it really is sad when it's not obvious that a person is jealous. You know, I'm the type of person, I'm happy-go-lucky, and I might be guilty of other vices, but jealousy is not a vice of mine. So naively, I don't consider myself a naive person, but if Elisa was pointing out that she can point out when someone's jealous or not. You know, sometimes I can vibe certain things, but maybe I get in denial when I do detect jealousy, because I'm not one that has that, and I don't feel that Elisa has a jealousy spirit in her either, but she can really vibe. But I think sometimes I'm maybe in denial because it surprises me regarding some people, because sometimes in cases, surprisingly, if there are people that are doing far well, I mean, that it appears, you should have no reason to be jealous of anyone, you know. So sometimes I think I'm maybe in denial of that. So that's kind of weird. But back to the this business article. How much trust do you give someone who gossips about others? Think about this quote. Whoever gossips to you will gossip about you. That's a Spanish proverb. 3, you'll be happier. Now, who doesn't want to be happier? I know I want to be happier. I want to be happier, and wealthier. Wealthier, please. My bank account is screaming. But honestly, I want to be happier, healthier, and I want and want to be financially secure also. It seems obvious, being kind with your thoughts and words brings more joy than being unkind. And, you know, your happiness as a person has a direct reflection on the success of your business. Make the decision to be impeccable with your word for yourself and for your business. Only good can come from it. And that makes me talk about something else. And, you know, this is Motivating Monday, and we like to talk about fitness and being in shape and healthy thoughts. And like I said, Elisa and Marcus are healthy inside out, pictures of health and live healthy raw food vegans. And that's not saying we should be living vegan raw food, but it's all about incorporating more fruits and vegetables in our diets, and probably less and more low-fat diet. But what I was about to say, she has a beautiful profile picture of her in a two-piece bikini, and I mentioned to her that I didn't mean to compliment her about her picture, because it definitely encourages me to get my body back in shape. And then she said, "You can do it, goddess." And that made me feel so good. You know, to have that support from people, and especially those that are in the fitness and health and fitness community and wellness community, to encourage you. And speaking of that, shout out to my coach, also Coach Christy with SparkPeople.com, also in Georgia. So very encouraging also. But back to what Elisa was saying, I'm like, thank you, and you're definitely a goddess also. And I told her, I said, you know what, that would be my affirmation. That would be my mantra. I can do it. I can live verbatim. I said that would be my affirmation. I can do it. I can live. I can become fitter than I've ever been in my life. So, you know, just by her telling me, "You can do it, God," that really, or anything, that really encouraged me even more to say, yeah, I can do it. I can do it. I can. And we can do it in anything that we put our mind into it, not just in me needing to lose 50 pounds and getting my abs back, but in anything that we set out to do, like dealing with the World High Fashion shared with us on Saturday night. Hey, if you want to do something, don't let anything stop you. Awesome music. He decided to do that, and he's done that in less than a year with SeaWorld High Fashion. So that's in anything and endeavors that we have, you know, to do that. So I thank Elisa for encouraging me on that, because I have a new affirmation, a new mantra when it comes to my journey of becoming fitter. Because it's not that I want my ass back, but I want to be fitter. I plan to be fitter than I've ever been in my entire life. And I have been a fit person. But really fit, and And then this information was provided by Stephanie Ward, and she sticks at the end of this writing. Want to use this article in your newsletter, blog, or website? You can, as long as you include this information with it. So this information was provided by Stephanie Ward, a marketing for entrepreneurs. The live streaming is going to stop in 7 seconds, but I think I will be able to broadcast another 15 minutes at least. Hopefully, my time will be extended to the normal time of 90 minutes. But if not, I have a lot of squeezing in of information and news. Stephanie Ward is the marketing coach for entrepreneurs who want to create a meaningful and prosperous business. Grab your free copy of the special report, 7 Steps to Attract More Clients in Less Time, plus building tips at Firefly Coaching, FIREFLYCOACHING.com, at FireflyCoaching.com. And she also would like for you to share feedback with her. So she did post this information on the 7th. So I just wanted to do that. But again, this information I am sharing from you from my LinkedIn connection, Stephanie Ward, who is also a marketing coach and helping business owners. So this is like real important information that I'm sharing with you, you know. But again, thank you for tuning in, and we're still broadcasting. I just did not normally schedule the show for the 90 minutes that I'm supposed to, but I think we will be okay because we're doing pretty good right now. Here's Wes Ford in the Foundry. What's up, Big D?
Thank you. true. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronics, and chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, hot spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spinning. The fear it makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9/11, the demeanor. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president. It's evident, it's all been a smoke screen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all the torture and forces, the rest where you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes. For a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We don't need your lies, we won't compromise.
We're just dreaming for a better day, another way. We're just dreaming for a better day, another way.
And this is where we draw the line. We're changing.
We're just dreaming for a better day, another way. Product of my environment, workers seeking retirement. No social security, open up the conspiracy. Hold up now, are you hearing me? Running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters. Just know the devil ain't scaring me, fearing me don't exist. I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given. Punching my fist, the paternal orders and list. If you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit. But I'm revealing the script, so pick a role at your funeral. Pick a soul that seems beautiful, change it and meme it. Then align with the stars and the numerals. Who are you, would you stand with refugees in Sudan? Or walk the streets of Japan with knives and pistols in hand, louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politics is description. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
My homie, True God Immortal. Tweet him at True God Immortal. And also check Kenneth's friends out on Wednesdays here at Blog Talk Radio. And he is returning soon. Need to get with him. He told me a couple weeks ago when I was broadcasting on air that he's ready to come back and do part three. So I definitely want to know what's going on with True God Immortal and his friends and his queen and his new baby girl, Zuri. That he's an awesome talent. But again, his show, Wrestling Heads Air, along with his friends, Wrestling Heads Air on Wednesdays. And maybe he want to talk to us about his show too, because he's going to start his own show also on blogtalkradio.com. But you can't pick up his music at Amazon and iTunes. And so I'm picking out WAPT-TV app, even though I'm tuned to that channel as I broadcast with the volume down. Jackson Teenagers Meet to Curb Teen Pregnancy. Teens in Jackson kicked off a program Sunday night to curb teen pregnancy. And you all know that's a topic that we've discussed a lot here on Cause the Shock Entertainment Report from the beginning when the show first premiered. Was one of the hot topics that we devoted entire shows and episodes to. Teens in Jackson kicked off a program Sunday night to curb teen pregnancy. The Salvation Army hosted an event titled Why WAIT Acronym Wait, which stands for Worthy Actions, Intentional Thinking. Organizers said that 30% of social service needs are a direct result of teen pregnancy. Teens will gather for 4 weeks to talk about sex. I'm here so that I can learn more about it and I can be able to tell a friend about it and be able to learn more about myself, said Kelsey Hill of Jackson. Governor Phil Bryant is expected to speak at the end of the program later in September. So that is amazing news right there. And again, this is courtesy of the WAPT app. I've been checking out some awesome, awesome apps. WAPT app is awesome. I need to get WLBT's app here locally. The Dallas Mavs has an awesome app. The Dallas Cowboys and the New Orleans Saints. I mean, these are awesome, awesome apps. But on that topic, I mean, all of us were teens, right? All of us adults. And I lost my virginity at age 14 to my Michael Jackson lookalike boyfriend. And if I would do it over again, I would do my best to prolong keeping my virginity, honestly. And I probably would have waited. If I could do it again, I probably would wait until I finish high school and graduate. You know, but I think I think it's good to wait as long as you can. But some people get married early in age, and you know, and so on. But I think it is. If I personally come from my perspective, you know, even though I lost my virginity to my Michael Jackson lookalike boyfriend, if I would do it again, I probably would prolong it, keeping my virginity, or doing like I'm doing now. Practicing sexual abstinence, doing my best to control those hormones, and practice sexual abstinence. But again, thank you. We're going to talk about Walk Off the Wave before the end of this episode, and I thank you again for tuning in. Here's the PSA. The American Lung Association. Get your PSAs in.
This is Janice Nolan for the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxide. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000. The equivalent of a small city.
Wow. Pollution is no joke. And that, again, is a PSA from the American Lung Association. And here's another story that I'm checking out from WAPT TV app. This is a story I've been checking out on the news broadcast also, that I checked out before coming on air. Religious leaders rally opponents of county cuts, and opponents of a proposed budget cut for the Hinds County Sheriff's Department will meet Monday in Jackson, Mississippi. The Board of Supervisors voted to slash millions from the budget. On Sunday, religious leaders, I even seen the pastor of the church where I'm a member of, Dr. Reverend John C. Evans, Jr., is in the crowd, showing along with other ministers and religious leaders. On Sunday, religious leaders rallied to protest a $2.5 million budget cut. The sheriff was at the rally but did not speak, allowing the ministers to do his talking. When we cut public safety, the public was cut, said MV Mayor Rehoboth Christian Worship Center. Last week, supervisors voted 3-2 to cut the budget in favor of giving a $100 a month raise to county employees. Opponents say the money should be spent elsewhere. We need protection, said Terry Moore of Freedom Ministries International. We're here for public safety, so that's why the pastors have gathered to come as one voice to encourage the Board of Supervisors to not cut that budget. Supervisor Kenneth Stokes, the husband of Loretta Cooper Stokes, who's elected to replace her husband, who is now county supervisor, said the county has put $1 million into a reserve fund. He added that the county does not need to fund more officers for Jackson. Show me the crimes that's taking place out here in the country, he said. The crime is basically in Jackson. They got more police officers in Jackson than they have highway patrolmen. Jackson can handle Jackson. Opponents say the sheriff's department needs more money, not budget cuts. The jail needs repair after a riot and prisoner escapes this year. If people get to understanding that there will be a safety issue, then they won't come to this county, said Thomas Jenkins of New Dimension Church. Businesses will not come to this county. Supervisors Stoke and Phil Fisher both said the county jail is fully funded under this budget plan, but others disagree. On Sunday night, critics were tossing around several numbers of potential employees that would be laid off because of the cuts, anywhere from 90 to 125. Supervisor Robert Graham and others will meet at 9 a.m. this morning, Monday morning, to try to get the vote changed. Some say they've already met with Supervisor Stokes to talk numbers. So this, again, is a story here dealing with local Jackson, Mississippi, and Hinds County news at the app. At the FWAPT TV app. And so you heard a PSA regarding what is pollution, so now here's what you can do.
My name is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. And I want to tell you about what you can do and what we need to do as a nation to help fight for cleaner air. We as a nation need to cut emissions, that is pollution, coming from big polluters like coal-fired power plants and ocean-going vessels. We need to fix old, dirty diesel engines to make them run cleaner. We need to strengthen the standards for ozone and for particle pollution to better protect our health. And we need to improve our decaying infrastructure of air monitors, because that's how we find out whether we have pollution problems and when we're cleaning them up. And finally, most of all, we as a nation must enforce the laws that help us improve our air. Now, to find out how your community is working with clean air, how the air in your community ranks, go to the American Lung Association State of the Air report on our website at www.lungusa.org. That's LUNGUSA.org. On that website, you can type in your zip code and find out the grade that your community gets for air pollution. While you're there, you can join our advocacy team. On our website, you can sign up for our e-advocacy to get involved and send messages to members of Congress and to the administration to urge them to take action to protect the air we all breathe.
Wow. Okay, and that's a special public service announcement from American Lung Association. And here's a story for opponents of the death penalty and also those that are anti-death penalty, like I. In some cases, I just stay out of it, you know. Don't even share my opinion, because some some crimes are just too horrific. I mean, let the chips fall where they be. But here's a local Mississippi story regarding death penalty. Mississippi used to rarely execute, but state of Mississippi executes pretty regularly nowadays. And this story is headlined two death penalty cases before Mississippi court. Death row inmate Howard Dean Gooden goes back before the Mississippi Supreme Court on October 2nd with arguments that he is mentally disabled and should not be executed for the 1998 shooting death of a Union, Mississippi man. A second death row inmate, Jason Lee Keller, who was sentenced to death in Harrison County for killing a Biloxi convenience store owner in 2007, is set for hearing on his case on October the 15th. The cases are among dozens the state Supreme Court has on the September-October docket. So that was just some information that was also on the WATV TV app also. Wow, I had another story. Oh, and I guess the Dogs Take Over Jackson. We had the Celtic Fest going on this past weekend. The Chicago teachers have gone on strike. I haven't been keeping up with that over the weekend. So now to national news, huh? Chicago teachers go on strike. Just days after their school year started, 400,000 Chicago students will be out of school indefinitely as their teachers go on strike today in the country's third largest school district. I remember when I was in school back and the teachers in Chicago was on strike. And I talked with a lady recently who said that she was a student during those days in Chicago when that had happened. Almost 30,000 students and support staff are off the job as their union and school officials fail to reach a contract agreement despite 10 months of negotiations. The walkout is Chicago's first teacher strike in 25 years. The flood of out-of-class students from almost 700 schools has prompted police to beef up operations. Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy said the department would be emptying out our offices to send officers and administrative jobs out on the street. The kids in Chicago belong in the classroom. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel told reporters Sunday night after the talks failed, "Our kids do not deserve this." Sticking points for the union and the school system include issues such as compensation, job security, merit pay, and evaluation system. Negotiations have been intense but productive, but we have failed to reach an agreement that would prevent a labor strike. Chicago Teachers Union President Karen Lewis told reporters late Sunday night. The district said 144 schools will be open with limited hours, but parents are strongly encouraged to first explore their options for their children. "We know that a strike will put a strain on many families, and no one will be hurt more by a strike than our students," Chicago Public Schools said on its website. I need to visit their website, see what else is going on. In addition to figuring out where to send their children, some dismayed parents are also concerned about what students might get into. "If the kids are not in school, they're out getting into some kind of trouble when they should be in school learning," Shatara Skaggs said. Dozens of civic and faith-based facilities are opening their doors to provide safe outlets to students during the strike. Young Chicago Authors, for example, provide programs for students in grades 6 through 12 this week. In collaboration with core performance artists and special guests, young people will see the power of their voices in action through film, performance, and discussion, the group said. Minutes before the union announced the impending strike, the president of Chicago School Board said officials offered the city's teachers a contract including pay increase and other measures that are requested. "We've been as responsive as we know how," David Vitale told reporters. Vitale said the package offered by the school officials effectively guaranteed pay increases for 4 years, does not include merit pay and offers some give on the evaluation system. The average teacher would get a 16% raise over that 4-year period at a time when the city's fiscal situation is on edge, Vitale said of the offered deal. Lewis, the union president, acknowledged that talks have been productive in many areas. "We have successfully won concessions for nursing mothers and put more than 500 of our members back to work. We have restored some of the art, music, world language, technology, and physical education classes to many of our students." The board also agreed that we would not have textbooks on the first day of school rather than have our students and teachers wait for up to 6 weeks before receiving instructional materials. but issues such as health benefits and evaluation procedures remain. Lewis says she was concerned about the possibility of a large termination of teachers under a new evaluation system. We are also concerned that too much of the evaluations will be based on students' standardized test scores. This is no way to measure a teacher effectiveness at all, she said. The school year came to an abrupt halt not long after it began. Some students in the district began class on August the 13th. Others on different schedules started on September the 4th. In the morning, no union members would be outside our school, Lewis said, and that teachers would march on picket lines and talk to community members. Mayor Emanuel said he was disappointed at the impasse Sunday night, saying he believed the offers laid out were fair to both teachers and taxpayers, but he said his staff is ready to keep working to close the gap between negotiators. So that's what's happening in the city of Chicago right now as we speak. So, wow. And speaking of school, here's my awesome friend, my Reverb Nation fan friend, teenager too, whom I assume is getting ready for school, David J. Big shout out to him and his parents in Georgia. And you are talented. Yes, you are. Here's David J. School. Speaking of school.
Yeah, it's David J. Check it, yo. Yeah, that's the truth. 55 minutes sitting down working out my brain. I'm at school, tipping, man. I know that it's lame, but I'm trying to graduate and do something with my life. And go to college, start a family, so get all my hype, yeah. And I'ma get them A+. Swag on the one, I ain't trying to ride the bus. Walk the stage with my peers, David killing me a year. Afterwards, celebrate, party roll some way. Late to the party, cause the name is David J. You want my schedule for the nickname Trey. Polo wearing Dockers every day. That means I get that cash. Put all the teachers in the past and tell the haters kiss my. That bill, but I'm trying to graduate and get my paycheck. So school's the answer, then break my neck. Yo, life's a killer, but I gotta live it. So in order to live it, David J gotta kill it. Time to get to business, gotta test tomorrow. Fast class, trying to pass with the lead, no follow. Beats on an alien. I'm like, I speak the English, no complaint, they Canadian. Red dot on my forehead, but I ain't Indian. Disregard administration, cook up the bacon, yo. Essay in my English class. Like I said before, I'm trying to finish first, no less. All the nasty complications giving my mind a rest. 8 o'clock p.m., I do my homework, gonna crash.
He's my fan and friend. He sent me a note, a message, and told me to check his music out, and I love it. I'm telling you, oh, my God, another musical find. They find me. You all see it. Hey, who do you think should be a judge on American Idol? if not my mentor, my inspiration, David Harrison Levi, why not I, huh? I'm just joking, am I? But honestly, I mean, that guy is so cool. That reminds me, again, like I said before, Will, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. This is like the Martin Day of Parents Just Don't Understand song. This is like the Parents Just Don't Understand song of 2012. So I am loving it. So keep up the great work, Jay, you and your friends. So check him out at Reverb Nation, and then you can check out his other links and other information, because he has an awesome YouTube channel with videos galore of he and his friends performing his songs. So honestly, keep up the great work, because you're doing a great job, and you're a teenager. Oh, my God. Again, I must commend your parents also, because he's a military kid, guys. He's living in Georgia right now. Here's Dread Days, Karen and Sharon, and then we're going to talk about Walk Off Weight. And then prepare to conclude the show. But again, I cannot thank you enough for spending time with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports this morning, afternoon, evening, night, whatever time it is where you are. Thank you. remember that and smile today. You know, or think of something good, a good thought when you feel like blah, okay? Oh, man. So here's something from Walk Off Wake, written by Michelle Stetson, prevention.com fitness director. Here's a quote from someone who lost 14 pounds and 6.5 inches on the WOW program, the Walk Off Wake program. And Yvonne Schwartz says, changes don't happen as quickly as we might want, but they do come when we persevere. And so, a thought for the week on page 113 of Walk Off Weight Book and Journal, burn 3 times more fat with this proven program. Don't ignore your diet on page 113. It states that don't ignore your diet. One of the biggest mistakes that I've seen people, what Michelle writes, seeing people make when they start exercising is to increase their eating. In fact, a study published in the International Journal of Obesity found that when 35 overweight women and men started exercising, some of them compensated for their workouts by taking as many as 270 extra calories a day. They gained more than half of the calories they burned. Some research shows that regular exercise can increase levels of ghrelin, an appetite-stimulating hormone in an effort to protect the body from losing too much weight too quickly. But that's probably not the whole story. Many foods today contain loads of calories due to either lots of added fat and sugar or simply larger serving sizes. And it's all too easy to eat back the calories that you just burnt off with exercise. A typical moderate 45-minute jaunt burns about 225 calories. Just having a glass of wine and a few crackers with braai is more than enough to wipe out the calorie deficit from your workout. Now you see why the scale might not budge. It's the last thing I want to happen to you when you're putting so much effort into your workout. That's why I asked, Michelle Staten asked, nutritionist Heidi McIndoo, RD, to design a delicious, easy-to-follow eating plan to accompany the walk-off weight program. That's why it's important for you to visit prevention.com and get your copy of the book and journal so you can follow the eating program plan. Also, I haven't started eating the program either. I'm not going to feel. One of the best ways to avoid this weight loss saboteur is to pay. I do a lot of walking, but I need to do more walking following the book and also following the eating plan. I do walk a lot because, you know, one of the best ways to avoid this weight loss saboteur is to pay attention to what you're eating when you start an exercise program. The Walk Off Weight Eating Plan in Chapter 7 makes it simple to do. Stick to the meal plans and guidelines, and you'll keep your appetite and calories under control. Be properly fueled for your workouts and lose more weight. Our wild test panelists who followed both the diet and exercise plans lost nearly 3 times as many pounds as those who followed only the exercise program. And when one of our exercise-only participants, Laura Childs, started the diet after completing the 8-week walking program, she lost an additional 13 pounds in just 4 weeks. So it really is important to have the proper exercise and the proper diet. So, you know, it's like information that we already know, but it has to be instilled within our beings that, you know, you exercise, you see changes. Changing your diet, you see changes. But when we combine proper exercise and diet, that's when we really see changes. So that's probably when I would really see changes. And I'm working on it. I've eliminated some items, like sugar and a lot of other things. And then portion control is real important. But by following proper eating plans and properly exercising, that's when you really see double the results. She said, in just 4 weeks, 4 times more than she lost on an exercise plan alone. And in the book, if you have the book, you can see more, and haven't read the book completely, more of her stories on page 176. Then it states that even if you don't want to follow a specific diet plan, if there's any chance that your eating habit may be an issue for you, Michelle recommends that you start tracking your food intake. It's easier to say no to seconds, big portions, and high-calorie treats if you know you have to write them down. You know you have to write them down. In one study, dieters who regularly recorded what they ate and when they exercised lost nearly twice as much weight as those who didn't keep track. And then she states that we can do that online at prevention.com health tracker or use the walk off the weight journal. So you can visit prevention.com/health tracker right now. Even if you don't have the book in the journal, right now visit prevention.com health tracker. And then there's some information about exercise. There's a technique focus. When you do an up row push, the heel to toe roll is easy. Key to powering a strong, quick stride. As you step, I don't think I've shared this one before. I have shared some other tips similar. One, as you step, focus on landing on your heel with your toes up in the air. If you hear slapping as you walk, that means you're landing flat-footed. Two, the next phase of the action is rolling from your heel to your toes as smoothly as possible. And three, finally, push off with your toes as if you're kicking sand behind you. So that is a technique focus, up, roll, and push. And again, this is information that I'm sharing with you from Michelle Stanton, Fitness Director, Prevention.com, book and journal, Walk Off the Weight, Burn 3 times More Fat with This Proven Program, Trim Your Belly, Butt, and Back Fat. And those are my focal points, exactly, also. So we should. We're being allowed to broadcast for 7 months light. So we'll play a little bit more good music. And right before airtime, I received a newsletter from Diane Wise, Chef Noche, Chef Chef Noche at DianeWise.com. So I'm going to share today's newsletter from Diane Wise, and it's called "It Is Easier to Be Healthy Than to Become Healthy." Listen, because it's kind of, you know, I had to reread it a couple times myself. It is easier to be healthy than to become healthy. It is by Chef Noche. So after a couple songs and PSA, I will be sharing that newsletter with you because it's very, very interesting. Here's SeaWorld High Fashion.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion. I got your number, I got your fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close up. Gucci, Gabbana, swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts you can buy. A caddy full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the tricks, the money, and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guests look extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you what the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm true, fresh in the game, orange peel, she's so wet, swag of the juicer, I give no fucks, rapping punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death, goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh, SeaWorld high fashion, get money, fuck taxes, so pretty, it's magic, I can't believe it's tragic, no horseplay in SeaWorld. Biscuit and quick draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes. You and me, all y'all. Married to the game. Shotgun wedding, sauna, new wood, black and black. Big Body, Rick Ross, bitch looking for folk play. Photo count blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay. I'll be sexist, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm Birdo. Sex money, murder. Bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt off.
Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion. Money and ladies, Seawolf, high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf, high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf, high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf, high fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bag. You know, what is the birth of the planetary fashion?
Whatever you want, mommy.
It ain't nothing wrong for a little sexiness in the a.m. time, is it? Or any time, right? Wow. Elvis sure such a beautiful voice. My friend, know he can do his thing. Wow, I love it, Pappy. I love that song. Love that whole album, Honey, I'm Home, from 2009. So check it out if you have not checked it out. You can purchase it all at Amazon and iTunes. But most importantly, visit lbshirt.net. You can connect with him on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. He's all over the internet, literally. So big shout out to ABS. And you can check him out right now in the AM. He's on playing the best slow jams at lbshirt.net. Matter of fact, I need to tune in to him. I haven't listened in a minute, so I need to tune in and listen to a little LB Sure section. It's in the morning time. Just an amazing, amazing song. Here's Moments of Love. You know, I need to top that off with some more smoothness and sexiness. And after that, we will talk about it's easier to be healthy than to become healthy.